Today is Wednesday, October 7th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Another day, another boring nothing going on. Yesterday, I recorded Throwing Down. Actually, I recorded Throwing Down before I recorded Geeky Gay, so I'm sure I talked so much about Throwing Down and what goes on there. I should keep that a secret, actually, because, you know, people have to pay to listen to Throwing Down, and so, you know, if I tell all the Throwing Down stories, then you don't have to subscribe to Throwing Down or pay any money. I don't know. I mean, I don't make any money out of it, so it doesn't really, but I want to support my friend Joe. And I want him to do a good job. You know, I mean, do a good job. That sounded weird. I want him to be successful in his business endeavor, his network. And so, yeah. So go over there. And I don't even know the Patreon. I think it's patreon.com/afterthoughtmedia or something like that. But I'm sure you can find it. Anyway, I did that. And then I recorded the little show. And then it was time to eat. And, well, I think I told you guys yesterday, I'm going to start back on Weight Watchers. And I think the date is going to be, let me look at the calendar here. The date that I'm going to start back on Weight Watchers is Monday, October the 19th, which is also the day that early voting begins in Arkansas. So I was checking that because I was like, you know, I'm going to go in person, even though Arkansas is going to vote for Trump. Like, there's nothing I can do. My one little vote is not going to swing anything, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to do my civic duty, and I'm going to go, and I'm going to go in person because I don't want to have to worry about this mail-in ballot BS. By the way, I think everyone, not everyone, but I think anyone who is not what's it called? Someone who's not susceptible to, you know, COVID issues or you know, having, you know, dying if they get COVID or whatever. The high-risk groups. If you're in a high-risk group, definitely, you know, do a mail-in ballot. But you should have already done that by now or be doing it. If you, I know that Daniel said he got the mail-in ballot, but in Florida, they apparently have a way to take the ballot to someplace and drop it in a box or something. So if you can do that, do that. But I'm going to do it in person. If you feel healthy enough and you feel like you're not within those high risk groups, then I think you should definitely go in person. And so, but I was thinking I should probably do early voting so that I don't even know if Arkansas starts counting votes early or not. But I don't want to, you know, with COVID and everything, I don't want to wait in a long line or anything because that puts me at a higher risk of getting something from someone. So I'm thinking if I do early that maybe there won't be any line at all and I can just walk in and vote real quick. And I've done that before. And in my particular place that I go, it didn't seem very busy. So that's probably what I'm going to do. So starting the 19th, I'll be on Weight Watchers. And I'll be able to do my early voting. So that'll be good. Man, I changed topics weirdly. So the reason that I started talking about that is last night I decided that I did not want to cook because I had literally work ended at 5:15 because I had a meeting that went long. And then I had to work out. And then at 6 o'clock, I had Throwing Down with Joe. And by the time that ended, I don't think we finished until 7:15 or 7:20. And then I needed to record Geeky Gay, and then I recorded that, and I wasn't done with that until after 7:30. And we normally eat around 8, and I didn't have time to cook, but I also just didn't want to cook after all of that. So we went to Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers. I know Whataburger is generally my favorite, but Freddy's is closer, and they have a patty melt that I really like. And so we went there, and Mark tells me, your orders are always very complicated. You should drive so that you can order because I don't want to have to order some complicated order for you. And so I'm like, okay, my order's not complicated at all. I just get the patty melt meal with a drink and that's it. I don't even customize it because a patty melt, you know, comes with You don't really want to mess with that. That's just, you want to leave it how they do it. And then we get up to the window and he says, I think I'll take the bacon burger, but I don't want any pickles on it. And I also don't want onion on it. Oh, and I don't want mustard on it either. And could you put mayonnaise and could you put ketchup as well? Like, he's giving me this long line of stuff that he wants. And then he said, and I don't want the fries. I really want to try the cheese curds. And I don't mind. Like, it's fine. Like, I don't mind. But I just, it was like ironic that he said, hey, you should drive because you're going to have a really complicated order. And then we get there and he decides on this really complicated thing, you know, that he wants me to order. So the guy comes on the speaker and I'm like, hey, I want blah, 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 blah. And when I get to my order, I wanted, now I'm trying to think what I wanted. So I did Mark's and that was fine. I had to repeat it a couple of times because he didn't get it correct. But then when I got to my order, I wanted the number 5. And I wanted a large fry and I wanted let me go back. So originally Mark wanted this blue cheese thing that was like a special deal that they were having, like one of those seasonal things, you know, that they'll put on the menu. So I'm like, oh, we'd like that blue cheese thing. And he goes, oh, I'm sorry, sir, we're out of blue cheese. He's like, but we do have the guacamole burger. I don't know, some burger that they had that had like chili peppers on it and stuff. And I'm like, no, we don't want that. So then I proceeded to do, you know, the complicated order for Mark. And then I start to order mine, and mine's simple. I'm like, I want the patty melt meal, but instead of the drink, I would like to substitute a large vanilla shake. And he says, oh, I'm sorry, sir, I can't do that. And I'm like, okay, well, can you just do a meal without a drink? And then I'll pay extra for a large vanilla shake. And he's like, no, I can't. He's like, I can do a regular shake, but I can't do a large. And I'm like, well, you know, I'm like, well, I don't understand. Anyway, so finally he goes, he's very frustrated with me. And he goes, no, sir, I'm out of custard. I don't have enough custard. I can't make a large vanilla shake. And so I'm like, oh, okay. So you're out of blue cheese and you're out of custard. Great. No, I didn't say that, but that's what I was thinking. So I said, okay, well, then just give me a regular vanilla shake, you know, no big deal. But the way he said it was very like, he didn't say we're low on the custard, so I don't have enough to make a large. He said, I can't do that. Like, I don't know what he means. It was very frustrating. So then we get up to the window and they give us our food and he comes up and he says, oh, I'm really sorry, sir. And I'm, you know, for the whatever. And I'm like, well, I wasn't mad at you for like not having custard. I said, I just didn't understand what you said when you said you couldn't do it. I thought you meant that you can't do a large shake with a meal or something. And so, you know, and so I thought, anyway, I wanted to let you know that I would pay extra or whatever. Anyway, it's very complicated. So our uncomplicated order turned out to be very complicated. And Freddy's custard and steak burgers, you need to stop running out of stuff. I mean, custard is on the title of your restaurant and you're out of custard? Vanilla custard? I don't understand. So we did that and we watched this new show called Raised by Wolves. And we watched a few episodes of that, and I'm still trying to decide if I like it, but it's basically these android people are programmed to take these embryos to this planet. There's some war going on between atheists and religious people. And these androids, who look like humans, fly to this other planet with some embryos, and they raise them. And their goal is to raise them and build an atheistic society. And then all the weirdness that ensues there. Anyway, it's interesting. It's a sci-fi. I think I like it, but I'm still, it's growing on me. It's growing on me. It's on HBO Max if you want to try it out. It's pretty good. And that's it. And today has just been work as usual. I can't really talk about specifics because, you know, you don't want to do that. But I had a meeting so we use this third party provider for a particular thing. I'm not even going to get into any details, but we use this company. But we're building something internal that's competes with that third party thing. And we had to sit there in this meeting and just pretend, because we didn't want to let them know that we're basically building a replacement for their thing. And they're like, oh, we need to get together and, you know, look at your roadmap, and we can show you our roadmap, and look how we can make you more successful. And I'm thinking, oh, little do you know, we're building something to replace you so we don't have to pay millions of dollars a year for contracts with you. But anyway, that was an interesting and kind of awkward conversation where we couldn't really say anything honest. It was weird. So while I was perusing my phone, I came across an article that said, what are the most popular Halloween candies in each state? And I'm not going to go through all of them, but first of all, I just want to say I'm not really a big fan of candy in general. I'm more of a cake, or I have to have something like a cookie or a cake, or candy just to me feels like it's just straight up sugar. I need something else in there, some other like floury, bready sort of something to make a sweet thing palatable. Candy to me normally is overly sweet. But so I'm not a huge candy person, but the candy that I like is Snickers. If I was going to eat anything candy related, it would probably be like a Snicker bar, because you've got peanuts in there and they really add like this saltiness and, you know, otherness. But I'll just go over a few of these states here. One of my favorite candies, though, growing up was Lemonheads. And Louisiana, their favorite is Lemonheads. Still, that's a very old-fashioned candy. Arkansas is Jolly Ranchers. Let's see. Missouri is Milky Way. Oh, I hate Milky Way. Kansas is Reese's. Texas is Starburst. That's Mark's favorite candy. Let's see. South Dakota. I want to look at that. Is Starburst. So Kathy Bacon, South Dakota is Starburst. California is Skittles. Montana is Double Bubble. That gum loses its flavor so fast. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.